From JMI Wealth on this brand new week, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, it's been a while since we talked about this, but this IPO, the Saudis, could be back on.
Yeah, I think it was last year, sometime in 2018, we were talking about potentially the world's biggest company listing, and it seems it's back in the news, Mike. This is Saudi Aramco, which is Saudi Arabia's oil company, and what's really heightened the sort of speculation is the company has announced that it's going to host an earnings call. Now, this is when the investment community get to dial in and listen to a company talking about their financial performance. Now, this is being reported as an unprecedented move by Saudi Aramco. Now, I can't verify that they've never done it before, but I do know it's highly unusual. It's been very much a secretive company since the Saudi Arabian government nationalized, which was an American-run company more than 30 years ago. I think that call is happening today. Now, we're looking here at what is believed to be the world's most, well, in fact, it is the world's most profitable business, obviously very wedded to the oil price. And the previous plans were championed by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Now, they were at that stage, they were talking about listing 5% of Saudi Aramco at a valuation of roughly $2 trillion for the entire company. So even if you just listed 5% of it, that would be an IPO of $100 billion. But there's a couple of things going on here in the background. The first thing is, back in April, Saudi Aramco issued some bonds. They sold $12 billion worth. I think there were five-year bonds, or maybe 10-year bonds. Not quite sure on that. They got $100 billion worth of bids for that, so heavily oversubscribed. So they've already tapped into the investment markets. The second thing is, they've got to fund these plans to develop this thing called NEOM. I don't know if we've spoken about this before. This is the $500 billion futuristic city that they are basically going to build out of the sand in northwest Saudi Arabia. And if you're listening out there and have a few minutes today, rather than going and working through Instagram, perhaps you should go and Google NEOM, because the plans for this are to create this amazing kind of city, which in their words is going to supplant Silicon Valley in technology, Hollywood in entertainment, and the French Riviera as a place to vacation. We're talking flying taxis, they're going to cloud seed so it will actually rain, they're going to have a human genome project going on in the hospitals there to make everyone stronger and live longer, but obviously it's going to put a big dent in the Saudi Arabian finances. All I know is that I want to go there, I want them to finish it while I'm still functioning and mobile, Mike.
Fantastic. Well, I reckon you've got 7 or 8 years for that. Now, as far as I'm glad you raised the US market. So if you look at the start of the week, you look at the end of the week, and you look at the two numbers, nothing in between. Nothing actually happened all that dramatically, and yet in between it was.
Yeah, you should just gone away and come back. If we look at the S&P 500, it closed on Friday, 2,918. So it was down 19 points on the day, about 0.66%. But if you look at on the week, a Friday week beforehand, it was at 2,932. So it was 14 points difference after a pretty wild week. It closed not far from where it was. But I just wanted to bring some context to that volatility. And if you look at the last 12 months, the S&P 500 now is up 5.1% over the last 12 months. But if I look at the year to date, it's up 16.5%. So you've had that big sell-off in the last part of 2018. It's been a pretty volatile ride. I mean, the local market was virtually unchanged on Friday, and actually closed Friday a little bit higher than it was a week earlier. And we're up 23.4% on the year to date. So it's been an exceptionally strong performance for local markets. But the thing is, Mike, there's a lot of volatility out there, and I can't see that volatility going away. And the reason being, we just really don't know how this trade dispute is going to pan out, where it's going to go. Over the weekend, Trump spoke to the press. He's now saying plans for talks in Washington may be cancelled. They're not ready to do a deal yet. But then he also tweeted that China wants to do deals so badly because thousands of companies are leaving China because of the tariffs. Now, I'm not sure about the facts behind that, but maybe if it's on Twitter, you don't have to have any facts. I certainly know that the media line in China is hardening. We're seeing stories like the People's Daily, they're starting to take a harder line. Chinese think tanks saying that they've got the capacity to ride this out. So I think the sides are starting to harden up a little bit.
Numbers, please.
Numbers, please. Where are we? Almost lost them this morning, Mike. The Dow Jones closed 26,287, down 90.34%. The S&P 500, 2918, down 19. NASDAQ, 795, now down 80. That's 1% fall. FTSE 100, 7253, down 32. The Nikkei, 20684. Up 91. Shanghai Composite 2774. They lost 20 points. The ASX 200 gained 16 points on Friday, closing at 6584. And as I said, we were virtually unchanged on Friday, closing at 10,873. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.6468, 0.9530 Aussie, 0.5774 euro, 0.5376 pounds, 68.36 yen, gold $1,496, and Brent crude $58.53.
Great start. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.